Leslie Jones says racist reaction to female Ghostbusters made her cry. By David Ng on September 20, 2023. Hollywood actress Leslie Jones clearly hasn't gotten over the disastrous reception of her woke all-female Ghostbusters remake and is once again blaming everyone but the people who actually made the 2016 stinker. In an excerpt from her new memoirs, Leslie Fucking Jones, published in Rolling Stone magazine, the actress called out racist online trolls, saying their mean-spirited comments made her cry. She also attacked Ghostbusters Afterlife director Jason Reitman for publicly dissing her movie when he said he wanted to hand the franchise back to the fans. A few years ago, Jones publicly attacked Afterlife, calling it something Trump would do. She even blamed a European journalist who had the nerve to dislike her movie, admitting to wanting to physically assault the reporter. "Why would the world be so against a female Ghostbusters? It's iconic," Jones wrote. "What does that say about everyone? I think if we'd made it now, things might, be different, who knows?" She added sarcastically, "Oh, no, I forgot about the reaction to the black, sick, mermaid," a reference to the poor public reception for Disney's live-action, multiracial remake of The Little Mermaid. In her book, Jones devoted a lengthy passage to rehashing the Ghostbusters debacle. Sad keyboard warriors living in their mother's basements hated the fact that this hallowed work of perfect art now featured, gasp, horror, women in the lead roles, she wrote. Worst of all, of course, was that one of the lead characters was a black woman. For some men this was the final straw. Jones said the nasty comments, which, she claimed, included death threats, eventually led her to leave Twitter. "I remember crying and thinking, this is the first time I had ever seen it so bad. How do you all get together to bully a person? It wasn't as if I'd committed a crime or something. I was being bullied over a movie, over playing a part in a movie," she wrote. In the excerpt, Jones didn't address a predominant criticism of her Ghostbusters character. That she was a gross caricature of a black woman that played on the worst racial and gender stereotypes. Instead, the actress has nothing but kind words for director Paul Feig and her co-stars, and makes no mention of the movie's screenplay. Sony, which produced and distributed the movie, recently tried to memory hole the woke 2016 box office dud by omitting the feminist reboot from its Ghostbusters Ultimate Collection box set. The movie was a box office catastrophe, grossing $128 million domestically on a reported budget of $144 million. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.